It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
Take five time. That's Logan. I'm Craig. And today we're talking about never leaving home. No, not that Kenan Thompson, whatever car commercial. We're talking about the fact that the Washington Commanders are not going to leave the state of Maryland for a game for the next month. They have three at Northwest Stadium, one in Baltimore at the Ravens next week. But Logan, if I think of all the boxes this team has checked and this franchise has checked over the last 2 years, there has been so many, obviously so many this season. But winning dominantly at home is just not a thing that they've done in recent memory. I can't remember. I mean, them winning a couple weeks ago against the Giants was the first time I've seen a win at home in like literally 5 years. It's crazy how long it has been since they've consistently played well in Landover. Obviously, the Giants game was pretty tight. But now you got this opportunity against Cleveland. And we'll talk about them schematically a lot more tomorrow and the kind of the depth on the football side. But I'm curious, like the pressure of playing at home versus that, hey, we're all in this together bunker mentality that sometimes comes up on the road. What's the difference as a player playing at home versus away? And can Washington finally check this box off as well?
Yeah, I think the emotion's pretty, it's distinctly different, obviously. I think when you're on the road, like you mentioned, it's like us versus everybody. And some people, like some teams I've played on, they prefer it. You know, like the guys just get more up, they get mad, they get kind of motivated in a different way. It's harder to play on the road, I think. That was my personal opinion, but guys like, they like the emotion of it. And then kind of when you're home, it's familiar, it's easy. And so I do think there are challenges to playing at home for some teams, that I've been a part of. And so, shifting your focus a little bit, I think is important, and being like, hey, like we have to take care of business and we're not going to have the external motivation of, you know, the opposing fans like talking smack to us. It's got to be, you know, how do we kind of lock ourselves in, like go to the team hotel, all those different things. It's just a different process. So I do think it presents its own challenges, but I think back to like 2012, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like,
I'd say there's also probably a huge difference at home when you have a real home field advantage, and they haven't had one in a while. I think this could be the best home crowd in years this weekend against Cleveland, and maybe in years since about whatever story you're about to tell from 2012.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I think it's seeing 2012 and seeing what this could be and seeing what it's been over the last, you know, it's definitely 4 or 5 years since I've been covering the team since I retired. It's like this is a special fan base. It's a special community around the football team. There's a lot of people that really like bleed this organization. And I think it would be so cool for like John and Deron and these guys to see that. And the fans, like when the team's winning, they're going to support you 100%. And like in 2012, like, I mean, every game on that winning streak that we were at home, like it was electric. Like I remember, like when we beat Dallas, you know, to clinch the division and do all that stuff. And like it was cold. It was like in, you know, end of the year, and the crowd would cheer and it would like warm up the stadium. You know what I mean? Cause everyone's just breathing, like, and you would just get warmer. And I think, that's something that I hope that this team can deliver on. And we just talked about, you know, in our podcast, the review podcast, about how well Jaden's doing and how well the defense is doing and all these different things. And if they can kind of just piece it together here at home and reward this fan base, I think this could be the start of something really, really cool, because they don't travel for a while. So I think like not traveling for a while and then winning a couple games here could be really, really special.
Yeah, and they're favored probably in three of the next four games. They're going to be favored this weekend against Cleveland. I could pull up the line in a second, and they probably already are. But, you know, they've got Cleveland this weekend. That is a beaten down fan base. They're just going through a rough patch. Obviously, at Baltimore, they're not going to be favored there. And there's a chance that game gets flexed on a Sunday night. That could be fun. Not for our sleep schedules, but for the idea
life,
of it.
Yes.
Carolina, like, not a fan base that's super psyched right now and is probably going to travel, even though it's pretty close geographically. And then Chicago, like, we'll see what happens the next couple of weeks, but that could be a game you're favored in, but also a fan base that, well, big and will probably travel some. I don't think that you're going to get a Bears fan takeover of Northwest Stadium. So you could also have, legitimately based off opponents and all these other factors, the best you know, the absolute best home field advantage you've had in a long, long time. So very much looking forward to that. We'll be there, of course, on Sunday, post-game afterwards. So make sure that you are locked into YouTube at the Team 980 and at 106.7 The Fan for that. Or if you're a listener, not a watcher, we will get the audio to you ASAP afterwards as well. All right, that'll do it for Take 5. We will preview the Browns on the field tomorrow. So make sure you are locked in for that as well. And until then, see y'all on the radio. And Logan, I'll see you on Command Center.